ポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 23. Discover the easy life in Japanese. Naomi sensei.
Hi.
Welcome to 四字熟語.
It's my first time.
Yep. Up to now, we've had Sakurada-san, we've had Natsuko-san, and this is our first time to have Naomi sensei on the show.
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。Now, Naomi sensei, you're very familiar with what we do here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?Basically, we take four kanji compounds, and each of these compounds has an idiomatic meaning. We take a look at the kanji to understand where this meaning comes from, the origin of this meaning, the origin of the meaning, so that we could better understand how Japanese people think. So we're basically going to go over the idiomatic meaning and the meaning of all the characters to see the origin of the phrase. So you ready?
Hi.
What do we have first?
悠々自適.
To take life easy.To lead a leisurely life. Break it down.
Yu-yu-ji-te-ki. Yu-yu-ji-te-ki.
I like the pronunciation on this one. We're going to take a look at the four kanji characters that make up this expression. And we're going to look at the individual meaning of each character. So the first character is?
Yu.
Leisure. Second character?
Yu.
Leisure. But this is actually a repetition character.
Hai.
Which means to repeat the character preceding it. Third character is?
Ji.
Oneself. Fourth character is?
Teki.
Suitable. Leisure, leisure, oneself, suitable. So what we're going to do now is take a look at the two kanji character compounds that are found inside the four kanji character compound. The first two character kanji compound is?
Yu-yu.
It means to be in a leisurely fashion or to be in a comfort zone.
そうですね。
Second one is?
自適.
To live with one's heart. So we put it all together?
悠々自適.
To lead a leisurely life without being bothered with matters in the real world and do as one wishes. I think someone said it often indicates life after retirement.
そうですね。悠々自適な生活とか言いますね。He's spending 悠々自適な生活.
So just enjoying life.
そう。
Now, let's talk about the usage. Naomi-sensei, it's used as a set phrase, like in the one you just gave us.
はい。悠々自適な生活 or 悠々自適の生活。
So, the phrase precedes a noun and is separated from the noun by either な or の. Now, it can be also used as an adverbial phrase. In that case,
悠々自適に.
For example,
悠々自適に暮らす。
To lead a leisurely life.
暮らしたいですね。悠々自適に。
引退したら? After you retire.
Yeah. Can I retire now?
Without pay.
無理だな。
まだまだ若いでしょ? Okay, how about some sample sentences?
彼は好きな時に食べて寝て、悠々自適の生活をしている。
He sleeps and eats whenever he wants and is taking life easy.
いいですね。
Like a college student. 大学生みたいでしょ?
まあね、but college student doesn't have enough income.
Ah, okay, next.
私の父は定年退職後、悠々自適に暮らしている。
My father has been living a leisurely life since he retired. And finally,
彼は不動産をたくさん持っているので、悠々自適の生活が送れる。
He can lead a leisurely life because he owns a lot of real estate. So, like you said, and I think you hit on a point that is associated with this phrase, that there's not just doing what you want, but having the financial means to do it.
Right.
Okay, on to our second phrase. Naomi-sensei?
That's you, right?
どうかな?
文武両道。
Both in academics and in sports.
I'm just apple polishing.
Okay, break it down.
文武両道。文武両道。
The first character?
文
Literature.
武
Warrior.
両
Both?
道
course.
文武両道
literature warrior both course. Let's take a look at the two kanji character compounds. First,
文武
literary and military arts. Second, two kanji character compound,
両道
both arts. So put it all together,
文武両道
It means to be excellent in both academics and in sports. But actually, it really means military arts. But nowadays, I guess the military has kind of given way to sports. So nowadays, it means academics and sports.
Hi.
Let's take a look at the usage. When you want to express that someone excels in both academics and sports, you can say,
誰々は文武両道だ。
So the person followed by wa and the expression and the copula, which is the equivalent to the verb to be, which is a linking verb, kind of equivalent to the English to be. Or you can also say,
誰々は文武両道に秀でている。
秀でる。This is a verb which means to?
To excel in.
And it can also be used to introduce a motto or policy, such as,
私のモットーは文武両道だ。
My motto is to excel in both academics and sports.
ほう、すごいですね。
Now, Misatsu, how about our first sample sentence?
彼は勉強もスポーツもできて文武両道だ。
He's excellent both in academics and sports. Next.
僕は文武両道を目指します。
I'm trying to be excellent in both academics and sports. Finally.
彼はサッカー部のエースで勉強もクラスで一番だ。まさに文武両道だ。
He's our best player in soccer and also the smartest kid in class. He's excellent in both academics and sports. Now, Naomi-sensei, how often do you use these?
これはね、I think I use this quite often.
Both expressions?
Yeah.
So what we'd like to invite you to do is come to the site, try a sample sentence. Now, since we've been doing this course, we've had a lot of people come up with some really good sentences. Come, write the sentence, we'll check it and let you know if it's right. If not, we'll give you the correction. So this is your chance to get a free check.
ピーターは文武両道だ。
かな? Okay, that's going to do for today.